An oil and gas company is suing the state for more than $5 million in unpaid cash credits. According to the lawsuit, Miller Energy Resources wants anything that happened before it went bankrupt in 2015 to be off limits to state tax auditors. And until the lawsuit is resolved, it wants the state to set aside a chunk of the cash credit payments it's owed so it won't be paid to other companies in the meantime. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has the story.
This lawsuit, it's a new snarl in the complicated knot of the state's controversial cashable oil and gas tax credits program. At its core, it's a fight over just how fresh of a start a company can get when it goes through bankruptcy. Well, Glacier Oil and Gas Chief Executive Officer Carl Giesler says it's not really a fight.
What the suit is about is not so much about oil and gas tax policy or even about the wisdom or not of cash tax credits. It's really about the picayune and, frankly, often tedious but still important aspects of bankruptcy law.
And to understand the bankruptcy law they're quibbling over, we have to back up. Giesler's job title is a relatively new one. Back in 2015, he was the CEO of a company called Miller Energy Resources. And that company and some others that it owned were working and applying for exploration and production tax credits from the state. Then they turned around and sold some of those credits back to the state for cash. Then oil prices crashed, some lending fell through, and Miller Energy slid into bankruptcy. And when it emerged, it had new owners and a new name, Glacier Oil and Gas. And this distinction between old and new companies, pre and post-bankruptcy, it's important because the state's tax division is just now getting around to auditing tax credits that were paid to companies back in 2010, when Glacier Oil and Gas was still Miller Energy. Ken Alper is the director of the state's tax division. He can't talk specifically about companies that the state owes credits to, but he can talk generally about the auditing process. Every year, the auditors sit down and go through records of old tax returns or tax credits the state's issued.
And if we find an error or an overpayment or an invoice that shouldn't have been paid on or something like that, we'll make an adjustment to a past tax credit and say, you owe us the difference, essentially.
Those adjustments typically bring in more than $100 million a year. And if the state finds that a company owes back taxes and the state happens to owe that company money, like the $5 million it owes to Miller Energy, well, Alper says the tax division will just subtract what it's owed from the balance and then pay out the rest. But Giesler says all of that stuff that happened pre-bankruptcy, that should be out of bounds.
And what we think is that one of the key tenets of bankruptcies is meant to create a clean start for the new entity.
A fresh slate for Giesler means that the state shouldn't be able to take pre-bankruptcy debt from the millions it owes his company now.
That defeats the whole point.
And until that's resolved, the company wants the state to put aside a chunk of the $5 million it's still owed. That way, if the judge rules in their favor, there will still be money left to pay it. And that's a real concern, because the state isn't paying off the cashable credits it owes to the companies immediately. It's making minimum payments. And in Miller Energy's case, the state's actually refusing to pay any of the $5 million it owes to the company until the case is resolved.
But what we don't want to do is risk having a Pyrrhic victory where the judge rules in our favor and then we turn to the Department of Revenue and they say, sorry, we've already paid out all the money that was appropriated by the state legislature and governor. There's none left for you.
Ken Alper can't say how much tax credit money is going where. But he did say that when the money is disputed, the tax division holds on to it.
Their share is being set aside. So we're not going to give it to anybody else.
The company and the state will meet in court in Anchorage on August 22nd. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.